I'm an alcoholic.
My sobriety date is June 29th, 2009. I'd like to thank Larry for inviting me. I'd like to welcome all the newcomers. You're definitely the most important people in the room. And I'd like to say happy birthday to the people with birthdays. I haven't been this nervous since the last time I heard the judge say, "Will the defendant please rise?" And that didn't turn out well. So my first time drunk was I was 16, and I looked really young. I always felt less than. I always felt like I never was equal to what your outsides looked like. So the first time that I drank at 16, I thought that that was my calling, and I knew that alcoholism ran in my family, and my biological father died from alcoholism, and I always knew that that was something I shouldn't get into, but I also had that immature thought of saying that can't happen to me. And every time that I say that that can't happen to me, that's 9 times out of 10 what happens to me. I was a good kid. I was an honor grad from high school, got accepted to Penn State, and ended up not going, I ended up not going to Penn State. My brother disappeared at 16, and alcohol helped me, to try to get through some of that. My parents divorced at 16, and I was suddenly given all this freedom. I chose to live with Mom, and we had a lot of parties, I had a lot of parties that I would ask her if I could have some friends over, and she'd say yeah, and she was going out with her friends, and she'd come back, and I'd have 300 people there, 5 kegs. 10 cops would join us, and then I decided that I think that I want to stay on the right path. So I actually was working with El Cajon Police Department for a little bit. I was a cadet, little junior cop, and I saw how a lot of the cops were drinking a lot, and I didn't want to be like them, so I chose bartending. That's some of my best thinking. So with bartending, late nights, extracurricular activities, didn't become a daily drinker till I was 23. And what happened was, I had a girlfriend, she broke up with me, I didn't know how to deal with it, and it sounds really stupid and simple looking back on it, but I didn't cope with feelings well. I didn't know how to handle emotions, I was very immature, and from 23 till about 36, I was pretty much a daily drinker, daily user. It started off a lot of fun. I bartended at some really nice places, and I had a lot of fun until it was not so much fun, And what happened was I was bartending. I had 2 DUIs. And nothing was working in my life, And I went to the McDonald's Center when I was about 27 years old, and stayed sober out of there for about 6 months, maybe. Didn't work the steps, and you know what? Looking back on it, I just wasn't done. I had some more experimentation to do, and I had a son when I was 33, and his mom and I were we were using together, and I owned a condo at that time, and she was killed, my drug use just totally escalated, I was not a good father. I lost the condo. I went and lived with my grandma because she was old and she needed my help, right? Yeah, and so I was staying with grandma, and a year after my son's mom died, I met a lady, and thought that she would fix me, and she became my higher power, and she tried to get me off drugs. She didn't drink or use, and one night she woke me up after I had been up for about 3 days, I was up for 3 days. I went to bed that day, and she woke me up, and I was arguing with her at my grandma's house, And my grandma came out to see what was going on. My son was sleeping in my grandma's bed, and I pushed this lady, and she fell into my grandma. And I got felony elder abuse, felony great bodily injury, and I did some time, you know. And but I felt so guilty. I had felt so guilty that my grandma got hurt, that I had become this violent person. And the day before I was supposed to turn myself in, I had a .38 caliber pistol, you know, and I'd been drinking, you know, because everything that I had gone through wasn't enough already. I still had to drink some more, because that was going to fix it this time. It'd be a little bit different this time. And I actually took that .38 and I attempted a suicide, and it was a bloody suicide, or a suicide attempt. And it actually, I don't see any kids in the room, but I actually put the gun right here, and I pulled the trigger, and it went out my nose. And it was pretty messy. And my son was in the room, or my son was in the house, I should say. And my son was in the house, and I lost custody, obviously, of my son for about 4 years. And he's seven now. He was about 2.5. And, you know, I'd like to say that was enough, you know. Doing 14 months in jail was enough. That wasn't enough, you know. I was in county for about 14 months, two different times, 7 months and 7 months. It's 14, right? Yeah. Okay. Not the smartest guy in the world. So I went to a 6 month rehab, and you know, I didn't really do any work there, and I couldn't stay sober off that. I'm on a 3 year probation with 8 years hanging over my head. I'm not supposed to drink, right? Not supposed to drink. I'm drinking anyway, you know. And that lady that I pushed, I married. She married me while I was in jail. Healthy relationship. And she called my probation officer, and I had a sponsor at the time, and I said, "Look, I don't know what to do." And that Dave G actually was my sponsor at the time, and Dave G took me down and sat me in front of my probation officer and said, "For the first time in your life, fucking tell the truth." And I told the truth, and you know what? That's what kind of started to open the door. I was willing to take some suggestions, and Dave and I didn't work out. I have a new sponsor now. He's been working with me for just under 2 years, and what he did for me was he listened to a lot of sniveling. First of all, I don't know how he put up with me, man. I was such a whiner, and I probably still am, you know. I don't know. Am I? Yeah. And he took the time to read the steps with me, you know, and to take my phone calls. And, you know, for me, doing the fourth step absolutely was the first thing that I can definitely say saved my life. You know, for the first time, I wasn't the victim. You know, I had to look at myself, and I finally realized that I'm not the victim, I'm the culprit, you know. Everything that's going wrong in my life, I had something to do with it, you know, and what's my part in that? And that's what that did. Working all that, coming in contact with God, oh my God, just being able to say, "God, I can't handle this. Can you take this from me?" You know, it has helped me significantly. Not saying I don't take my will back, because I do it daily. And you know, working with other alcoholics, you know, sponsoring some guys, getting out of myself, doing service work, having commitments, has totally changed my life. Totally changed my life. And in May 16th of this past year, that son that I had no contact with, was not allowed to see, I got to see him, you know, the day before his birthday. And he called me Daddy, and it was just such an emotional time. And today, it was the first time that I was allowed to actually take him to a birthday party by myself without supervision. And it was just such a big deal, you know. This program has totally changed my life. And if you're new, stick around, take some suggestions, get a sponsor, read the book. Is that enough time? Is that good? All right. That's all I got. Thank you.